Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine. You're listening to a new Candid CyberSec podcast with Vandana Verma. Get ready to be candid as Vandana takes us on a unique journey into the world of cybersecurity, a world with many facets that touch people, process, and technology. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining me in yet another candid conversation with Vandana Verma. And when I say I am excited, I am actually very excited. So today we have a very, very special guest with us. She's a dear friend, mentor, person who's very well known in the industry. But today we are going to touch upon some really, really special aspects about how she's becoming who she is and how she's making the impact in so many lives, including me. So let's give a very warm welcome to Tanya Jenka. Tanya,
hey,
welcome.
Vandana. Hi. Hi, thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure to host you on this podcast. And I think I so wanted to have you on the podcast for a very long time. Like, you're a very, very special guest to us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, I would say that I know about you, a little bit about you. Some people know about you, but we want to hear from you, who you are and what you do in your day-to-day life. So especially for the people who wants to connect with you.
Okay. So usually if I meet people and they don't work in tech, I explain I'm a nerd on the internet that talks about cybersecurity because it's really hard to explain what I do. So technically, I'm an author and a CEO and a startup founder, a programmer, a hacker, and I guess a philanthropist. But generally, I'm very passionate about teaching everyone about the security of software and then also helping there be a bit more diversity in our field, because I think it is a sea of white dudes, and they're great, but I want everyone to be included. So I've done a lot of, I guess, like work around that, but especially I want the internet to be a safer place to hang out, I guess, is a very big simplification. Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you are touching so many lives.
Thank you.
Sometimes I feel that you're too humble to accept it, because I know personally that you've touched my life. And I know a lot of people who's got benefited by the things that you're doing for the community. To give you an example, like Cyber Mentoring Monday, that's one thing which is joining so many mentors, mentees. So the people who don't know, it's one amazing initiative by Tanya. And there are so many more initiatives that she actually runs, but she never say it out loud. So Tanya, can you please tell us a bit more about that?
Okay, so every Monday on Twitter, I run something called Cyber Mentoring Monday. So if you look up that hashtag, so just squish all those words together, Cyber Mentoring Monday. There's a whole bunch of us now. And basically, we try to connect people with professional mentors. We try to connect newcomers with people that are more senior so that they can learn new stuff. And just, there's no direct way to get into the information security field. And I found that really frustrating. So a lot of the things I've been doing, honestly, are just because I'm frustrated about them. So I'm like, I'm going to take action. And I know that sounds really like a simplification, but if you get frustrated enough, I feel like it's worth doing. And so that's one thing that I did. I also started my company, which is called We Hack Purple, to try to make a clear way for someone to become an application security professional. Because when I wanted to join, there was no way. There was no book. There was no like course I could take. There was no program. There was no like certification or university course. So I started that. And then I I wrote a textbook called Alice and Bob Learn Application Security. And I wrote that specifically because you, not to make money, because you better believe it, you do not make money writing a textbook. But anyway, because I wanted there to be a way for people to learn. And then I also find textbooks really hard to read personally. I'm dyslexic. And I read a ton of books all the time, but textbooks are very difficult for, I don't know if they're difficult for everyone, but they are for me. So I made the textbook unusual and specifically very accessible with stories, examples. I tried to explain important topics at least three different ways to make sure people can understand it because everyone comes from a different angle. We're working on turning it into an audiobook and it's being translated now to Polish because we want more people to be able to learn about secure software. And it's very introductory starting at the beginning. And I kept asking universities if they would pick it up and add it to their computer science programs. And all of them, I spoke to, I don't know, 15, 20 universities, like just every single time I can find a professor, I'm like, you're a computer science professor, come on over here. And all of them seem to think that cyber is separate from software development. And I'm like, you need to teach safety and security. So I actually started last month a free initiative where I am inviting experts that I know to come online with me. And we're actually discussing and walking through the topics in the book. And then all of the questions, like a university lecture, and we're just releasing it all for free because I'm just so frustrated that universities aren't covering it. So again, it's like, I'm frustrated. So I do a thing. And then my company started a diversity program, like a scholarship specifically to attend our school. I think we've put almost 40 people have been enrolled in our Application Security Foundations program so far, but we have 12 more scholarships we're giving away in the next 4 months and potentially many more because, again, I'm frustrated that all the, like every single meeting I go to for work is always just me and a zillion dudes. And I love men, but I don't only love men. And so I feel like if more of us took action based on the things that frustrate us so that we could try to make a positive impact, that we could change a lot of things in this world, especially if we all just do a little thing. Another thing I'm doing this year, which is not InfoSec related, but again, comes from a place of frustration with systems that aren't working is, so I grew up very poor, like very, 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 very poor. And so we had to go to the food bank sometimes and things like that. And the food at the food bank sucks. It's always like someone takes stuff from the back of their cupboard that should probably go in the garbage. And they're like, I'm going to donate this to the food bank. And it's always carbs and processed foods and not like fresh vegetables and stuff, because you can't just take vegetables from your fridge, put it in a box, and then it's going to get to someone. So my significant other and I have been turning our property into a farm for quite a while. And so this year we're teaming up with the local food bank so that we can make deliveries of fresh vegetables so that people that are poor can actually eat like healthy foods that are fresh, that are good for them, full of vitamins and stuff. I'm like, I want them to have good food. Being poor shouldn't be a punishment. Like, come on. So I guess that there's lots of, I guess if you're listening, there are so many things that we can do. So each person has power. And even if you don't think that you do, there's power that each person actually has. Like even if you're really poor or you don't have any experience yet, et cetera, like you can just encourage another person in the thing they're doing. And that is power. And so I try to use the powers that I have to help other people and to change the systems in my opinion, so that they're better. Like I want poor people to be able to still eat healthy foods so they can be healthy and then get jobs and succeed, right? And like I've been speaking at conferences a lot the past several years. So sometimes the thing I do is if I'm invited to keynote, I'll ask if they'll book someone I know who's from an underrepresented group who is less well known, or I'll ask it, you know, if they offer to pay my travel. When I worked at Microsoft, my boss I knew would pay out of our travel budget if I asked. And so I would say, hey, can you turn the amount of money that you were planning to pay for my plane ticket and hotel into a diversity scholarship grant to your, and then they would give away like 3 free tickets to people who wouldn't be able to afford to go otherwise. I feel like advocating for other people, even if it's just that one person, right? Like, I don't know, let's say you buy my book and then you loan it to someone else and like help them learn. All of this is you sharing your power, sharing like the things that you have so the world can be a better place. And sometimes people are like, oh, that's so sweet. I'm like, no, dude, you can do it. And when we adopt this attitude, you'll just start seeing all these places where you can change. Even if you change the whole world for one person, it's this huge difference, right? And I have had so many people do wonderful, kind things for me in my life. And so why not pass it on? And I guess that's like a philosophy that I have. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tanya. That's really incredible. And I know you keep doing a lot of stuff and you have a lot of plans for future as well. So what are the future things that you've planned for the community? Any interesting news that's going to come for the community? Any interesting new thing that community is going to take help from?
So, okay, where to start? So the We Hack Purple, We Hack Purple has our own community and we're planning monthly hangout sessions. I also, the We Hack Purple podcast, which is free and it's like a live stream where people show up and we all kind of ask the guest questions, but mostly I ask the questions. This season is all about the different types of jobs and how to get people into information security in any job. But then we're going to start teaching more lessons. We're also doing a ridiculous number of giveaways. So we usually charge money to get into the community, but we've decided we're going to sponsor basically every conference that will let us and just like give away tons of memberships to like everyone that, not everyone, but lots of people attending the conference so that more and more people can join up to a place that is harassment-free where they can learn about security. We are also, oh my gosh, I have such a list. So I'm starting on my next book this year, Alice and Bob Learn Secure Coding, which is exciting. What else? I know that WOSEC, Women of Security, so that's an organization that I founded with some friends a few years ago, and Vandana's a part of it. She's chapter leader. I'm actually planning to step down from the board and let another woman have a chance to experience that. That's part of what we planned when we started WOSEC. So I started officially on the board. And then last year I became a special advisor so we could help train new people onto the board. And then I'm going to step off and let someone else take my spot and just like, just lead my chapter. I'm also working on some secret plans with OWASP that I can't talk about yet, of nice things that I am wanting to do with them because they're amazing. And I think like I'm just going to try to release a lot more content to help a lot more people. So I am creating more courses that do cost money, but I'm also planning a bunch of series that will be on the blog that will be free because I can't help myself. I think that that's most of what I'm planning for 2021 and the farming thing. So I'm hoping to spend slightly less time in front of a computer this year and slightly more time doing physical things so I can live a very long life. Yeah, and things at a local level, if that makes sense. So like at a local level where I live, all my neighbors come by and they visit the farm and like I bring them on the property and send them off with bags of vegetables. I'm that person. I'm the person where I'm like waving from my balcony as people walk by. Such a nerd.
Yeah, that's totally incredible, Tanya. I think it's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you and connect with you. So I would say I am so delighted to have you as part of the podcast. And looking forward to all the new initiatives that you're going to do for the community and for everyone who's trying to learn AppSec and be part of this community.
Yes, I hope that we can bring so many more people into our industry and encourage the newcomers. Please join us. We need your help.
Thank you, absolutely. Thank you so much, Tanya, for joining me today. It was such a pleasure to have you as part of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Candid CyberSec Podcast with Vandana Verma. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.